7 peg of the Mai Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah discusses when Tevel or Maiter Fulim get mixed together, how to separate out the Trumas and Maiter. This is one of the hardest Mishnahs and Shas, a very Pirushim. We will go with the page of the Rambam according to the explanation of the Chazon Ish. Meir Tevel Meir Chulin Noitel Meir Be'echot. What happened over here, he had 100 units of Tevel, which has to have a Trumas and Maiter taken from it, that can mix together with 100 units of Chulin, which already have a Trumas and Maiter taken out. The problem we have over here is, if you want to take a Trumas and Maiter from this mixture itself, he can't do it, because if he takes, let's say, 10% or 5% out for Maiter, he's not sure if he already took the process that already was Maiter. That's problem number one. Now, he really could say that wherever the Maiter should be, where the Tevel is now, then the Maiter will be in the northern part of the Tevel, wherever that is. The problem that he will have with that is that he doesn't know where the Tevel is. So he doesn't know where the Maiter that he proclaimed is. And then when he's going to take off the Trumas Maiter, he won't know exactly where the Trumas Maiter is. So he's going to have Trumas Maiter, which is also to eat, mixed into his process. So what he does over here is he takes 101 and puts it to one side, and he proclaims that Tevel. And 99 that remain, he proclaims, he treats that as if it's cool, and already the mitzvahs were taken out. Now, what does this help? Once he separated this, he's gonna take from each half of the, no, from the 101 and from the 99, he's going to say wherever the trumas and mitzvahs should be, they will be. In other words, wherever the tevel is in the pile of 101, so the 10% of that on the northern side will be Maiter, and 10% of that on the northern side of that will be Trumas Maiter. Maiter Sheni will be on the southern side. So he's basically proclaiming the Maiters wherever they may be, whether they're in the pile of 101 or the pile of 99. And now he's not left without any Tevel. So he does have a mixture of Trumas Maiter. As far as the mixture of Trumas Maiter holds around him, the Meikir din is bottle, because Trumas Maiter has a din of Truma, and it's bottle in 100. Over here he has more than 100 times Trumas Maiter. It happens to be 1/200th of this mixture, and therefore Meikir din is bottle. Once it's bottle, it's a din that you have to, you're allowed to eat a produce as long as you pick up one and proclaim that Maiter. That's called Haram. Sorry, you pick up one and you call that Truma. That one you're picking up, if you're calling Truma, is Harama. So how does he do the Harama over here? By the fact that he made one pile of 101, he's basically saying that 101 we're treating as Tevel, and that extra one which I'm taking off will eventually be the Trumas Maiter, which I'll be making the Harama. So now basically, he was mafish all the Trumas and Maiter, and the Trumas and Maiter are going to be bottom, and the Harama he's also counting by this extra one he put on the side of 101, which he will give, that one he will give to the coin. Next case, Meir Tevel Umeir Maiter, Noitel Meir Be'echot. This case is more complicated, because over here he has a mixture of 200 units also, but in the previous case 100 units were Tevel, which needed Trumas and Maiter to be taken, and the others did not need any Trumas and Maiter to be taken. So basically when he separated into two groups, he treated one group as a group that needs Trumas and Maiter, and another group as a group that does not need Trumas and Maiter being taken from. Over here, both the Tevel need Trumas and Maiter being taken from it. So if you have 100 units of Tevel, you're going to have to make 10 units Maiter, and 1 out of the 100 into Trumas Maiter. In the case of the Maiter, we're talking about Maiter, which the Trumas Maiter wasn't taken yet. So from that Maiter, you have to have 10 units that you're going to make into Trumas Maiter. So what do we do over here? So what the Mishnah tells us to do is the same thing. I take 101 and put it on one side, and 99 in the other side. The 101, in this case, I proclaim Maiter. What am I doing by proclaiming it Maiter? If I proclaim that Maiter, so I have to take 10 parts of that Maiter, which should be Trumas Maiter, plus an 11th which is going to be the Trumas Maita that was supposed to be from the Tevel, from the other side, and I'm putting in this side. Why am I putting in this side together with the Maita? Because once again, we said that I have to do Harama. From the Tevel itself, I have to pick up and separate the Truma. So what I'm doing is, what I designated as Tevel, I removed one and I put it together with the Maita, and now I'm going to do the same process before. From each half, I'm going to say wherever the Maita and Trumas Maita are, or more accurately, wherever the Meiser is and wherever the Tevel that I want to make into Meiser is, the Tevel will be Meiser, and from the Meiser and from the Meiser that I made out of the Tevel, I want 1/10 to be Truma's Meiser. This is also all in an unknown place. So basically I have 11 units of Truma's Meiser that are mixed into the Tevel. Now here we have a problem, because before we said that the Trumas Maita, which is mixed into this mixture, is bottled in more than 100. Here we don't have 100. We have 11 units of Trumas Maita, and we have less than 200 units of produce. So we don't even have 100 times the produce. Says the Rabbi Machidush over here, Perish of Mishnayis, that the only time you need 100 is if Trumas Maita got mixed into something else. But here, that you started off as a mixture, there was no Trumas Maita at the time of the mixture. At the time of the mixture, we only had Maita and Tevel. So after it got all mixed together, I'm proclaiming the Trumas Maita. Since the Trumas Maita started off in a Tarosis, in a mixture, therefore, we say that it's bottled below, even you don't even need 100 times. So basically, I proclaim everything, and everything becomes bottle, and I take off my 11 units from the Maita side, which is the 101 side. 10 of the 100 is the Trumas Maita of the Maita, and 1 is the Trumas Maita of the Tevel. Mea Chulin, Mitzukonim, and Mea Maita. The third case of the Mishnah is similar to the first case of the Mishnah, that over here, instead of having Chulin that the Maitas were taken out of and Tevel, I have Chulin and Maita. The difference between the two is, then the case of Maita, in the case of Tevel, only 100 of becomes Trumas Maita. If the entire 100 are Maita, so the Trumas Maita of that is 10 units. So how do I do the Haram over here? Noitel Meir the Eser, I take 110, and I proclaim that 110 as the Maita side of the thing, and the other 90 I treat as Hulin Mitzukonin, and basically by doing so, I'm leaving all the Maita in one area, which this Maita also is mixed together with the Chulin Mitzukonim, and the eventual Trumas Maita, which is 10 units, are going to also be mixed into this whole mixture. And like we said in the previous halacha, I just take off those 10 units, and the rest can be eaten. The last case of the Mishnah is Mea Tevel Tisha Maita. This is the second half of the second case. Okay, the case before the last case, which is a mixture of Maita and Tevel. Now, once again, when we have a mixture of Maita and Tevel, we have a double problem, because we're going to eventually have to take off the Trumas Maita from the Maita, and we're going to also have to take out the Trumas Maita from the Tevel. So before we said that we have equal amounts of a Maita and Tevel, then we say that we should put the Trumas Maita, the eventual Trumas Maita, which I'm going to be Meirim, that I'm going to take off from the Tevel, I put it together with the Maita, and that's the way I basically lose that one from my Tevel. I have 99 of Tevel, and put that together with the Maita, and then I take 11 out of the Maita. Over here we say that if you have more Tevel than Maita, then we get into trouble. Why? Because over here I'm taking that extra one, and I'm from the Tevel, I'm putting it together with Maita as my Haroma, as what I proclaimed the Trumas Maita of the Tevel. In a case where the Tevel is more than the Maita, it's going to come out that the Trumas Maita of the Tevel is also more than 1/100 of the Maita. So in such a case, Chazal says that he shouldn't bother adding the Trumas Maita that's supposed to be coming from the Tevel and put it together with the Maita. Because even though we said before that if something initiates as a Taroides, it's possible, the Trumas Maita is possible even though it's not 100, but over here it's an initiator as a Taroides. Here's something which I'm taking out of the Taroides and proclaiming it as Trumas Maita, and I'm putting it together with the Maita, and if it doesn't have 100 Trumas Maita, it will access the whole Maita. And therefore, Chazal said, just leave it alone, because that whole din of Haroma is a din lachatchila, and over here it's going to answer everything they didn't require it, and therefore when you have Tishon Tevel l'shmoyna Maita, well here's the Tzlum, he doesn't lose anything out, he just takes out the Trumas Maita of the Maita, and the Trumas Maita from the Tevel, he just lets it be bottled, and in the entire mixture, he doesn't push it over to the side of the Maita. That cloud called Mancha Tevel Ruva, but his Tzlum, when there's more Tevel than there is Maita, so he doesn't put the haroma, the Shumas Maita, he's taking out of the Tevel together with the Maita, just that's a bottom by itself.